ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं परमानंदमाधवं। नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सर्वशास्त्राब्धिपीयूष सर्ववेदैक सत्फल सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकैक दृक्प्रद सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रभो कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तिता।
हरे कृष्ण। सो इट्स माय ग्रेट प्लेजर टू बी हियर दिस इवनिंग ऑन द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस ओकेजन ऑफ श्रीकृष्ण जन्माष्टमी टू शेयर अ फ्यू थॉट्स ऑन द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड Shri Krishna. I would like to express my deepest gratitude to all the temple authorities for having given me this opportunity to be here this evening to discuss this wonderful subject matter with all of you, and my deepest heartfelt gratitude to all the devotees here this evening in spite of the fasting day who are still so enthusiastic. I was expecting a very low response in the Mangalacharan, but it seemed like there's so many devotees and very wonderful response, reverberating sound of the Mangalacharan. This morning a lot has been spoken by Srinathji Prabhu, Govind Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu about the glories of Lord Krishna from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is a very tall order and a challenge to have be speaking after great souls have spoken. But nevertheless, it is my small attempt to share a few thoughts with you. To speak in the morning for Srimad Bhagavatam class is pretty easy because it's only 12 noon, you know. And now since the fasting time is coming closer, you know, fast breaking time, so I don't know how much the focus will be on Krishna Katha. The focus will probably will be on the watch. 12 kab bajega, charanamrit, lemon juice, ekadashi prasad. So it's definitely a challenge to be able to speak, and especially when I can't see all the faces clearly. But I will try to share a few thoughts this evening. This evening I am trying to speak on a subject matter which is not so much focused by most speakers. We are going to discuss from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3, which is entitled The Birth of Lord Sri Krishna. This chapter is divided into 5 sections: Janan, Varnan, Vandan, Santvan and Gaman. So chapter 3 of the 10th canto, which is entitled Birth of Lord Krishna, has these 5 parts. First is Janan. And Janan refers to the appearance of Lord Krishna in this world, which we are celebrating today, Shri Krishna Janmashtami. Second is Varnan. Varnan refers to the description of the beautiful form of Lord Shri Krishna when he appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa. Third is Vandan. Vandan refers to the prayers offered by Vasudev and Devaki to Lord Krishna when he appeared in his most beautiful four-armed form. Thereafter, Santvan refers to the solace, the pacification that Lord Krishna offered to Vasudev and Devaki. Do not fear, I am there. What will that wretch Kamsa do to you? Santvan. And Gaman refers to Vasudev taking Lord Krishna from the prison cell of Kamsa in Mathura to take him to Gokul in the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So this entire chapter, chapter 3, the birth of Lord Krishna, is divided in these 5 sections. Janan, Varnan, Vandan, Santvan, and Gaman. Remember these 5 things, that is Shri Krishna Janmashtami. You know, nothing but these 5 things. And if I want to speak on each of these 5 things, we will need 20 lectures of 3 hours each. And therefore there is no question of covering all of these subject matters. But today I would like to focus on the first aspect, which is Janan, the appearance of Lord Krishna in the prison cell of Kamsa. I'm not even going to get into the details of Krishna's appearance. But what I'm discussing here this evening is things that most of us would not focus on. What was the nakshatra in the sky? Were there clouds in the sky or not? Was it raining when Krishna appeared? Was it day or night? Was it Dakshinayan or Uttarayan? Which were the stars in the sky? How was everyone taking Krishna's appearance? So I am just going to focus on the scene that is set in this chapter for the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna and see today 6 benedictions that are offered simply in setting the scene for Krishna's appearance. Simply setting the scene for Krishna's appearance offers to each and every single devotee 6 very special privileges, 6 very special blessings or benedictions. So Shukadev Goswami begins his description and explains, Atha sarva gunopeta kalah paramashobhanam. The time when Lord Krishna appeared, we are very closely coming to that time, 12 midnight. The time when Krishna appeared, kalaha, sarva gunopeta, that time when Lord Krishna appeared was endowed with gunaha, most auspicious qualities. And paramashobhanam, that time was extremely beautiful. Paramashobha. Kaisa samay tha? Bhagavan Sri Krishna, jab is sansar mein avtirna huye, wo muhurt, Shukadev Goswami kis prakar se varnan kar rahe hain? Atha sarva gunopeta kalah paramashobhanam. It was endowed with all auspicious qualities and that time is explained to be extremely beautiful. Now if you carefully observe Krishna's appearance, the time, it is not at all auspicious. Shukadev Goswami is calling it very auspicious, but the actual time of Krishna's appearance is not at all auspicious. Why? Because Krishna appeared during the time of Dakshinayan. If in Bombay today you ask what is Dakshinayan, they will say it is a South Indian restaurant at Teenbatti. You know, at Teenbatti there is a very famous restaurant called Dakshinayan, very popularly known for its dosas. Don't ask me how I know. You know, I don't go there to eat dosas. But there are many people who come and tell me. They don't know what Dakshinayan means. Uttarayan means when the sun is traveling in the northern hemisphere, and Dakshinayan means when the sun is traveling in the southern hemisphere. And when the sun is traveling in the southern hemisphere, Dakshinayan, it is considered an inauspicious time. And how did Krishna appear? He appeared in the waning phase of the moon. Amavasya ke baad, jab chandrama ghatte jata hai, us samay mein Krishna utirna huye. And therefore, that is also considered extremely inauspicious. To be born in the waning phase of the moon and not the waxing phase of the moon. That was the time when Krishna appeared in this world on Janmashtami. What was the time of the day? He appeared in the night. And night time is considered inauspicious also. Right. So if you consider all these three factors, his appearance is in Dakshinayan. He's appeared in the waning phase of the moon. And he also appeared in the night. Ratri, Madhya Ratri, 12 in the midnight. In fact, Lord Krishna, in the Gita, he says how this time is inauspicious. I mean, forget about I am saying it. Krishna says this is inauspicious. And he says that a yogi, if he leaves his body during Dakshinayan, if he leaves his body during the waning phase of the moon, and if he leaves his body in the night, it is extremely inauspicious. And he appeared at this inauspicious time. And what is Shukadeva Goswami saying? Athas sarva gunopeta kalah paramashobhanam vareva. खुद भगवान बोल रहे हैं कि इनऑस्पिशियस है, अशुभ है, और इधर सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोल रहे हैं कालह परम अशोभनम. इट्स नॉट अ कोइंसिडेंस. कृष्णास चूजिंग सच एन इनऑस्पिशियस टाइम इज नॉट अ कोइंसिडेंस. कृष्णा डेलिबरेटली चोज सच एन इनऑस्पिशियस टाइम टू अपियर बिकॉज ही वॉन्टेड टू शो दैट वेन ही अपियर्स द मोस्ट इनऑस्पिशियस टाइम इज मेड auspicious. What is the big deal if everything is set fantastically and Krishna comes and appears and everything is auspicious? What is the big deal? Then what is the hope for us? Where so many inauspicious things are happening in our life, itni ashubh ghatnaye apne jeevan mein ghatti rehti hai, jab Bhagwan se Krishna apne jeevan mein autirna ho, jab apne jeevan mein Janmashtami manai jaye, then that kaal is kalah parama Shobhanam. And Shukadeva Goswami, he describes the entire situation of Krishna's appearance. Rohini Nakshatra was the Nakshatra when Krishna appeared. Matlab aaj kisi ko Rohini Nakshatra bolta bola Rohini Joshi ko humare class mein padhti thi pehle. They don't know what a Rohini Nakshatra is. And then there was the Ashwini star shining in the sky. And if you talk about Ashwini, then they'll say, oh, Ashwini Pandey. हमारे ऑफिस में बॉस है, उसका नाम है. सो रोहिणी नक्षत्र, अश्विनी एंड सूर्य, ऑल थ्री ऑफ देम वर इन एसेंडेंस इन द स्काई. एंड दीज थ्री पर्सनैलिटीज, दे नेवर गो अलॉन्ग विथ ईच अदर वेरी वेल. इट्स लाइक अ टिपिकल सीन ऑफ अ फैमिली समटाइम्स व्हेन दे आर वॉचिंग टीवी. कौन सा टेलीविजन चैनल देखेंगे? फाइटिंग ओवर दैट. They can never remain peaceful with each other. But when Krishna appeared, he created this inauspicious time into auspicious when all the three were peaceful and silent. I remember my mother, she used to tell me, when I came to Hare Krishna for the first time, I was very attracted by Krishna's picture, you know, on the chariot, Bhagavad Gita picture. So I brought that painting home and my mother said, take it out of the house immediately. I said, Krishna ka photo hai, kya problem hai? And my mother said, nahi nahi, ye ghar mein layenge na Kurukshetra hoga. You know, there will be a battle in the house. I told, no, ye layenge to, ye jo follow karenge to Vrindavan banega ghar mein. But no, he said, no, 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 kalah nahi chahiye baba ghar mein. Rohini, Ashwini and Surya are always in kalah. Therefore, if kalah has to go away, conflict has to go away, Krishna has to appear. All three of them were peacefully there, creating their influence for the appearance of Lord Shri Krishna. And therefore, there is a very powerful blessing in here, a benediction. That there are many inauspicious situations in life, many inauspicious conditions in life, But whenever there is Krishna's appearance in life, all inauspicious things turn to become auspicious. That is Janmashtami. Where all inauspiciousness is converted to auspiciousness by the inclusion, presence of Lord Sri Krishna in our lives. So many inauspicious things happen. Recently someone was telling me, someone is casting spells on me. Bombay mein logon ko spell ka spelling bhi malum nahi hai kya hota hai. What is a spell, they don't know. Right? And then people will go to astrologers and show their palms and their horoscope. And then he will say, aapko shani ka saade saati hai, mangal ka manglik hai, ye hai, wo hai. One guy went to an astrologer and showed his palm. And when the astrologer saw his palm, he said, "Arey, you're very fortunate." So what happened? He said, "Tere haath mein 14 ladkiyan likhi hain." To bola, "Wah, 14, 14. Bola, itna khush mat ho, ek patni tera betiya hai." You know, there's one wife and 13 daughters. Do not get so carried away by this fact. You know, inauspicious elements cast by spells. Inauspicious influences cast by grahas. Ravi, Shani, Mangal, Budh, Navagrahas. Inauspicious influences cast because of lack of proper vastu. You know, recently someone came and told me, if you don't want trouble in your house, no, you want chai to come in your house, then you should have proper vastu. Main bola, jinke ghar mein proper vastu nahi, udhar bhi chai milta hai. Without vastu also you get chai. So he said, "Why are you talking of chai?" I said, "No, no, not Indian chai. This is Chinese chai." So what is Chinese chai? He said, "This is feng shui chai." So what is feng shui chai? He said, "This is the universal cosmic energy that comes into your house and creates auspiciousness." I said, "Really?" He said, "What you should always remember is never ever have your shoes kept outside near the door." So I said, "Ghar mein juta bahar nahi to kidhar rakhne ka?" Bola, "No, juta bahar nahi rakhne ka, because when the chai, the cosmic universal energy enters in, and if that energy carries the smell of the shoes, then inauspiciousness is created in the house." I said, "I thought it is other way around. After coming from office, if you tie the socks outside, bhoot pishach nikat nahi aave darwaje pe jo socks lagave." no one can come inside. No bhoot pishach can dare to come when a college student socks is put or the office socks is put at the door. So many kinds of inauspicious elements and influences are there in life. But when Krishna comes into our life, all inauspiciousness can be taken care of. When Srila Prabhupada was asked about Juhu temple, "Swamiji, your temple is not according to vastu." Srila Prabhupada said, "Our vastu is ito narsimho, parato narsimho, yato yato yami, tato narsimho." Ye hamara vastu hai. Upar niche Narsimhadev. Right. No problem. You know, wherever you have, Narsimhadev will protect. There is no need to bother about all of these other things. But when Krishna comes in life, all inauspiciousness will be driven away. One lady used to come to our temple, Radha Gopinath Mandir. A patient of chronic depression for 18 years. 18 saal mein usne apna lips kabhi kaan tak nahi laya tha. She never gave a smile in 18 years. Morose, depressed, dejected always. And her son somehow started coming to the temple. And the son liked it. So he told the mother, "You also come." And the mother came for Shayan Darshan. First time. And our Gokulanand Prabhu told the son, "Take this garland of the Lord and Prabhupada and offer it to her." She took that garland, went home. And next day, the son was stunned and surprised that mummy is smiling. Right. Mother is smiling for the first time in 18 years. Kya hai ye mala ka prabhav? And then he said to the mother, "Let's go again." She said, "I'll come." And in 1 week's time, the mother started feeling so good that this lady comes every evening for Shayan Darshan. Roj aati hai. And she goes around preaching to people that you include Krishna in your life, because all the inauspicious things that are created in our life, for whatever reasons, Krishna will bring that auspiciousness. Krishna will create that auspiciousness in our life. There was a girl working in a company, and one evening this girl was thinking, ghar nahi jana hai. Why? Bhabhi ko bachcha hua hai, bhai ko bachcha hua hai, office mein kaam kiya, ghar mein bhi jaake kaam karna padega. I don't want to go home. I've been working all day long. What, I go home and what? Change the diapers of the kid? She was thinking, I'm not going to do this. So what she did is she boarded the bus and said, jidhar bhi man karega na, udhar utrungi main aaj. Aur jidhar bhi pair le jayega, wahan jaungi main aaj. And the bus passed by Babulnath. She got down at Babulnath bus stop. She didn't know Chopati temple. She said, chalti hun, jidhar bhi jayega. And she started walking with no goal in life, confused, no place to reach, and started walking and walked into the temple. And when she walked into the temple, she liked the temple, she met the devotees, started coming daily, became a devotee, she bought her boyfriend also. So one day boyfriend came for a Shayan Darshan. So when he sat there, you know, they were doing this. So he said, bye bye kar rahe, kya kar rahe Bhagwan ko? And one Bengali devotee was sitting next to him. So he started saying, horrible, horrible, horrible. So he said, horrible kyun bol raha hai? Why is he saying horrible? This is good. So he couldn't just take it. So he went and asked her, his girlfriend, what is this? He's saying horrible, horrible. Said, no, no, this is Haribol. So next time he came, then he sat next to a Maharashtrian devotee. So he was saying Haribol, Haribol. And Krishna was wearing blue clothes and Radharani was wearing yellow clothes. So he said, Hari bol bol raha hai, pili bol, nili bol kyun nahi bol raha hai? He was thinking Hari bol means green color. Hari bol, lili bol. So he was kind of totally bewildered of what is happening. And then eventually, this boy started coming and devotees gave him a mala to chant. 108 mala karna, 108 bar Hare Krishna, he tried. And then he came and told, Prabhu, main workout karta hun, gym mein jaake dumbbell uthata hun, 2 ghanta, wo aasan hai. Ye mala ka wajan dumbbell se jyada lagta hai mere ko. The beads are more heavier than the dumbbells. So he said, I can't chant. So he stopped chanting Hare Krishna. Then recently he came and he brought a counting bead. I bola, counting bead pe japa kiya to chalega kya? BC hai na? 20 kar sakta hun. Main bola, karo, no problem. Kuch to karo. So he started counting, chanting on counting beads daily. Har roj 20 Hare Krishna karta. And then he felt inspired. Why not increase? Easy lag raha hai. 20 keval. And he started increasing. And now he comes in the temple, unique devotee. Chants on counting beads. Right. You will see this unique devotee chanting on counting beads. And the total number of mantras he chants, he told me, comes to 14 rounds. So he's thinking that it's very hard to chant on these beads. Counting bead pe 14 mala karta hai. Very stunning, you know, how devotees chant Hare Krishna. But he said that when Krishna came in the life of me and my friend, all inauspicious things have gone away and life has become different, life has become auspicious. So remember, Krishna setting this scene is not just a coincidence. Krishna showed this scene with Dakshinayan, the waxing phase of the waning phase of the moon, appearance in night, Rohini, sun, and all of this, Ashwini, all peacefully sitting there to show that yes, I come in this world, there may be inauspiciousness. You include me, let me appear in your life, there will definitely be auspiciousness. Therefore, the first prayer we offer on this day of Janmashtami is, my dear Lord, please appear in our life on this auspicious day of Janmashtami, so that all the inauspicious influences of the grahas, the spells, vastus, this, that, can all be dispelled and greatest auspiciousness can be brought in our life. Madhuram madhure bhyopi, mangale bhyopi mangalam, pavanam pavane bhyopi, harer namaiva kevalam, mangale bhyopi mangalam. Thereafter, further description is given by Shukadeva Goswami. It was the rainy season. And because it was the rainy season, one can expect that the sky is cast with dark, ominous clouds. That was the situation. Before the appearance of Lord Krishna, the whole sky was covered with dark clouds all over. And just as the time for Krishna's appearance came, all the clouds were dissipated. The sky became extremely clear and all the auspicious stars were seen in the sky. Again, not coincidental. Why? Because clouds represent darkness. Clouds represent gloom. Clouds represent depression. Clouds represent lack of light, darkness. And because there is darkness, there is no direction. So as soon as Krishna appeared, all the clouds were dissipated and the stars could be very clearly seen. Similarly, when Krishna appears in the life of the people of this world, the clouds of confusion, the clouds of misidentification, the clouds of darkness, gloom, depression, loneliness are all dissipated, and the star of Krishna's words in the form of the Gita shine forth strongly, giving direction to our life. In the first chapter of the Gita, Arjuna is extremely confused. What should I be doing in my life? He does not know how to take decisions in his life. He has tried to do it all on his own. The cloud of confusion and the cloud of misidentification that I can do it, I can solve my problem, I can find my path, I can find my way, I can do it all. And at the end of the first chapter, he puts his bow and his arrow down and hangs his head down, not knowing what to do. Tam tatha kripaya vishtam ashrupurna kulekshanam vishidantam idam vakyam uvacha Madhusudana, tam tatha kripaya avishtam. Being completely overwhelmed by kripaya, compassion for his relatives, ashrupurna akula ikshanam. Ashrupurna, eyes full of tears. When eyes are full of tears, one can never see clearly. When the eyes are full of tears, one cannot see clearly who is who, what is happening around. Arjun was not only unable to physically not see things clearly because of tears in the eyes, but internally there was a cloud of confusion. There were internal tears of lamentation. Today's world is a world where one can put a facade and put a Sibaka smile on the face, but internally, lonely. And therefore they say, smiling faces, crying hearts. That was the case of Arjuna. Arjuna was crying face, crying heart. Confused. At that time, Krishna's guidance to Arjuna gave him the proper direction. The clouds of confusion dissipated. He realized, I cannot find solutions to my problems on my own. I need to take shelter. And therefore, shishyasteham shadi mam tvam prapannam. He took shelter of Krishna. Then the clouds of confusion dissipated off. Till the time we think that we can solve our problems, the dark, ominous clouds are cast in our consciousness. As soon as we take shelter of Krishna, and Krishna appears in our life, by his words, by his charm, by his name, and by his devotees, that confusion, that muck, that muddle is all cleared up. And one can see clearly with clarity, like Arjuna could see with clarity. Otherwise, till then we think, hum kar sakta hai sab. We can all deal with everything. No problem. Apna problem hum sulja lega. I am great. Karta ham iti manyate. There was one sharabi, one drunkard. He was walking by a temple. So this drunkard asked the pujari there, ये संसार में सबसे कौन बड़ा? तो पुजारी बोला, ये अभी ये पूरा पियक्कड़ है, इससे कौन पाला लेगा? सेड, संसार में सबसे कौन बड़ा? मंदिर बड़ा. सो द ड्रंकर्ड, यू नो, शराबी, ही सेड, मंदिर बड़ा तो धरती पे क्यों पड़ा? सो द पुजारी सेड,
अरे तो ठीक है भाई, धरती बड़ी.
सो ही सेड, धरती बड़ी तो शेषनाग पे क्यों पड़ी?
ही सेड, नहीं नहीं बाबा, ठीक है यार, शेषनाग बड़ा.
बोला शेषनाग बड़ा तो शिवजी के गले में क्यों पड़ा? सो देन द पुजारी सेड, दिस इज टू मच. ही सेड, ठीक है बाबा, शिवजी बड़ा.
अरे शिवजी बड़ा तो पर्वत पे क्यों खड़ा?
दिस इज गेटिंग टू मच.
सो इज इट, ठीक है भाई, पर्वत बड़ा. सेठ, पर्वत बड़ा तो हनुमान जी की उंगली पे क्यों पड़ा?
सो नाउ दिस पुजारी सेड, बस ये इससे कौन हैंडल करेगा? ही सेड, अभी आप बताओ कौन बड़ा. यू टेल अस हु इज बिग इन दिस वर्ल्ड.
ही सेड, इस संसार में तो वो बड़ा जो एक बोतल पी के अपने दो टांग पे खड़ा. वो सबसे बड़ा. Everyone in this world is thinking, मैं अपने दो टांग पे खड़ा हूं. एंड everyone is a शराबी. Everyone is drunk with his consciousness full of clouds, thinking, I am doing. I am standing on my own feet and I am taking care of everything. करता अहम इति मन्यते. But Krishna, when he appears in the life of someone, clears up that cloud and gives clarity and direction in one's life. One lady who was a devotee brought her friend from office to temple for Shayan Darshan. That guy was a Christian boy. He didn't know anything. He had never heard any mantra, any Sanskrit thing in his life. First time he came to a temple and he was sitting. He liked the ambience of the temple. He liked the darshan and everything. Kirtan was going on fine. Nice music. He liked it. And as he was sitting, he participated, and after he took some prasad, he left home. And a day later, he called up, because Gokulanpuru had given him the number. He called up asking, you know that there was one person in the corner who had his hand up, Shrinathji, Gopalji in our temple. He had his hand up. He appeared in my dream last night and he told me some shloka in Sanskrit. I don't know what Sanskrit is. But with great difficulty, I scratched my head and tried to remember some of the words of the shloka, and I've jotted it down. I want to know what it means. So he spoke, you know, in some broken, whatever Sanskrit words he had heard in his dream. He spoke to Gokulanpuru on the phone, and Gokulanpuru said, I don't know, you know, I have no clue what it is, but we can find out. So this case was referred to our Madan Gopal Prabhu, because Madan Gopal Prabhu learned Sanskrit and teaches Sanskrit, so it came to him. So he read a couple of words and he could understand, but many of the words were beyond him. And this guy was calling again and again, I want to know what this verse means. That black person in the temple with his hand up, he came in my dream and told me these words, and I don't know what it means. Christian boy, you know. And then Madan Gopal Prabhu said, don't worry, we'll sort it out. And he sent this, whatever couplet it was, to 5 most prominent Sanskrit scholars of India. This is our temple story, you know, to find out what is the meaning of this Sanskrit verse. And all 5 of them gave the same translation. If you are all ready to hear what it is. And Gopalji, our Gopalji from the temple, came in the dream of this Christian boy and told him, enough of all what you have done. You have been a master for a long time. Now be my servant. Serve me, you know, serve me. And this boy had no choice. Bola ye aake bola kuch kar dega, tagda bhi lagta hai ekdam. Gopalji is very heavy. Mahabhari Thakur. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopalji is addressed as Mahabhari Thakur. Very, very heavy Lord, you know. So then he came to the temple and he asked the devotees, that's what he told me. Give up all this master mentor. You've been having enough of your way. Now do my way, serve me. So he asked, how can I serve? Said, you chant Hare Krishna. And now this boy chants Hare Krishna and is the part of the counseling system. Gopalji preached, no one preached to him. Direct, Krishna preaching, you know. And therefore, when Krishna comes in life, no, the cloud that I can sort it out myself is cleared up, and clear direction of what should be done. Jiver Swarup Hoye, Krishner Nityadas. To serve, all the muck is gone. I am this, I am that, all is gone. And the pole star to guide the life of a devotee is clear. And the pole star is, I am the servant of the servant of the servant, the servant of the Lord and his devotees. So on this auspicious day of Janmashtami, we offer our second prayer. My dear Lord Krishna, Radha Gopinathji, there is a lot of muck, confusion, cloud in my minds, you know, because of whatever reasons. Please appear and let these clouds be dispersed, and let the pole star of our proper identity, that I am the servant of the Lord and his devotees, be established. Srila Shukadeva Goswami goes further to describe what happened. He describes how earth, Mother Earth, was giving everything in abundance when Krishna was about to appear. The water reservoirs were giving all kind of lotus flowers which were blooming and very, very fragrant. And Shukadeva Goswami doesn't speak it coincidentally. Firstly, Krishna's appearance brings auspiciousness. Secondly, Krishna's appearance brings clarity when the clouds are gone. Thirdly, Krishna's appearance brings maintenance or provisions. There was abundance that was provided by Mother Earth when Krishna appeared in this world. Not yet even appeared, just setting the scene. Abundantly Mother Earth was providing. Abundantly the water reservoirs were providing beautiful lilies and lotuses and all kinds of amazing flowers. Why? To tell us that include Krishna in our lives. If we include Krishna in our lives, Krishna will maintain us. Krishna will provide for us. And therefore Krishna says in the Gita, Ananyash chintayantomam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. I will take care of my devotee. What a hope-giving promise. Krishna says, I will take care of my devotee physically, socially, financially, emotionally, spiritually, name it. And Krishna takes care of his devotees. One brahmachari's mother was telling that after my son left the temple, it was a great heartbreak for us because the son has gone. The husband was sick, the father was sick. How to take care of my husband? I'm the only lady at home, one daughter, one son, so the son has gone, what should be done? And later she told this brahmachari, and she was telling us, she said, Krishna took away one son, and Krishna gave many, many sons to come all the time, again and again in the time of need, to help, to provide, to take care. And she said, coming from a Jain family, you know, very hard, but coming from a Jain family, she said that I know only one thing, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, she said, she didn't attend 6-session journey of self-discovery course, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, 6 opulences, no. She did not attend any satsang program. She did not read the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vedas to get this conclusion. She saw every moment Krishna coming and taking care of her, her family, her husband, you know, and in such an amazing way that she's chanting 16 rounds today. Become a devotee without anyone preaching to her. Got this full conviction. And therefore, Krishna says that give your life, surrender, and I will take care. I am there to take care. Any kind of need you have, I will take care, not according to your terms, but my terms, but I will take care. Not according to your wants, but according to your needs, but I will take care. And this is a great ray of hope, that when Krishna appears in our life, Mother Earth, and all the water reservoirs were providing things in abundance to show that as soon as Krishna comes, Krishna ensures that he will take care. One time one man went to Krishna and said, Krishna, sab fail ho gaya. Stock market investment dub gaya. Sab jo kuch baki tha, sab kuch chala gaya. Abhi ek lottery laga do Bhagwan. Lottery ka date nikla, fail. Again, after a couple of days, Krishna, yehi dosti nibhai, said, please, lottery laga do. Nahi laga. 3 times he came, no lottery. Fourth time he came and said to Krishna, kya Krishna? I'm coming and praying to you, I should win a lottery. And I'm not winning a lottery. What's happening? Krishna said, buy a lottery ticket first. You know, you want to win the lottery and you don't buy the lottery ticket, how will you win the lottery? This is not to promote that we should buy a lottery. This is just a story that someone told me to make the point that we should play our part first and then Krishna plays his part. Without buying a ticket, you want to be successful. Without playing our role, you want to be successful. Always people ask, you know, devotees ask, will I be able to remember Krishna at the moment of death? Will I be able to think of Krishna at the moment of death? Doesn't matter. That is not our headache. Our headache is how to serve Krishna and his devotees now. And that is Krishna's headache. Unko dekhne do apna sardat. Right. Let him have his innocence. Right. No problem. Let him take care of that. Our headache is how to practice Krishna consciousness now. And Krishna will take care of whether we can remember him or not later. You know? Srila Prabhupada, he was asked this question. Will we be able to remember Krishna at the moment of death? Prabhupada said, don't worry. You surrender. You serve. If you serve, even if you can't remember, Krishna will force you himself in your consciousness. And you will go back to Godhead. Therefore, Prabhupada writes a powerful statement. One of my favorite statements of Prabhupada. Krishna consciousness is such a powerful process that it will drag the practitioner to perfection. We will try. And it's such a powerful process, it will drag the practitioner to perfection. When I read this statement, it's a very hope-giving statement. We play our role, Krishna plays his role. He will do the yogakshemam vana vahamyaham. Let us do the ananyas chintayantomam. You know, if we learn how to do the ananyas chintayantomam, he will take care of the yogakshemam vahamyaham. I told the story a couple of weeks back that Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, he was telling that to be around Prabhupada was great fun. It was magic time, he said. Miracles would happen, how we would be maintained and how things would go on a day-to-day basis. It's stunning, he said. They would not have money many times to pay their rent, regular rent. So once when they didn't have the money to pay their rent, Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji, they were walking. And as they were walking, imagine, in the wilderness, just the two of them walking, and $100 bills, $100 bill, apne India mein 100 rupee ka note, $100 ka note, $100 bills started flying around in the air and coming to them. मतलब कभी आप लोग बोलते हैं हमारे साथ क्यों नहीं होता ऐसा हमारे साथ भी होगा थोड़ा हजार हजार का नोट उड़ के आएगा तो मजा आ जाएगा. $100 bills came flying and Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji collected this money. And when they counted this money, it was exactly the amount of the rent. What could be more stunning? Right. What could be more stunning in terms of Krishna maintaining the service of his devotees? In Croatia, devotees had trouble maintaining the temple. So one day they thought, rent, how will we pay? So they went on the sidewalk, footpath, and they had harmonium and devotees were sitting and chanting and people were giving donations. At the end of the day, the amount was exact for the rent. And this happened for 10 consecutive months. At the end of the day, how would you have the exact amount for the rent? I'm not saying that we are looking for such miracles in life. But Krishna plays and performs miracles in each and every single one of our life in different ways. To create that faith in us, I will take care. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. All you need to do the ananyas chintayantumam. You serve, you chant, you take shelter, he says, and he will definitely take care of us. Therefore, the third prayer we are offering on this auspicious day of Janmashtami is, my dear Lord, please appear in our lives in such a way that you provide for us and you maintain us, not just physically and emotionally, but you give us the strength to maintain our integrity. You give us the strength to maintain our vows that we have taken, because you provide and you maintain. Shukadeva Goswami goes further to explain the scene before Krishna appeared in this world. And he explains that the Yajna Kundas, where the Yajnas would be performed and the fire would be blazing, were extinguished. all over Mathura, Brajbhumi, Brajmandal. No Yagyakunda had fire blazing in it because Kamsa and his men had ordered ki is bhumi par yagya nahi hoga. Is bhumi par kisi bhi yagyakund mein agni dahakti hui nahi dikhegi. And therefore all the brahmanas were very sad. They could not perform their yagya for the pleasure of the Lord, yagyo vai Vishnu. But when Lord Krishna appeared, Shukadeva Goswami explains, suddenly all the yagya kundas which had no fire in it, fire started blazing in each of these yagya kundas. And the brahmanas got great hope that once again our service to the Supreme Lord by performance of yagya will now be taken care of. Again, not coincidental. Lord Krishna's appearance in this world is to reignite that which has been extinguished. And therefore Krishna comes into this world, appears in our life to reignite the relationship that we have with him which has been extinguished. For time immemorial, many millions of lifetimes, our relationship with Krishna has been forgotten, has been extinguished. Krishna's appearance is so that he charms our hearts and once again makes that relationship with him. Just like the fire in the Yajna Kunda appeared again, similarly Krishna wants the fire of enthusiastic devotion in our heart, that relationship, to ignite again. Janmashtami is the day where, just like the fire appeared in the Yajna Kunda, because of Krishna's appearance, that fire of devotion, that fire of bhakti, that fire of sincere enthusiasm to serve will be reignited by the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna. Therefore, when Krishna appeared in the prison cell, he had four arms. Krishna appeared with four arms and was requested by Devaki and Vasudev, you please take your two-armed original form again, Krishna. Why? Because at best, the four-armed form can give liberation. They knew. Devaki and Vasudev knew. The Chaturbhuj Roop will give Mukti. It cannot give Bhakti. Chaturbhuj Roop can give Moksha, but it cannot give Prema. Chaturbhuj Roop can give spiritual emancipation, but it cannot give Rasa. And the soul is thirsty for that Rasa, that relish, that mellow, that connection. And therefore Krishna came in his two-handed form and performed so many charming pastimes simply to reignite that bhakti and that relationship with him. Imagine Narasimhadev's Bal Leela. There's nothing like that. You know, Narasimhadev ka Bal Leela. Narasimhadev aake bolte apni mother ko, kone mother? Who is mother? Who is father? Bole, maya meri mon mein nahi makhan khayo. Narasimhadev will steal butter. He will say, steal butter ke matka watka phod ke surgery karke khaunga main. You know, I lead that way. And imagine Matsya Avatar's Ras Leela. How will Matsya Avatar perform Ras Leela with whom? Fish gopis? How can you have Matsya Avatar's Ras Leela? It's not possible. You know. And therefore, Krishna comes to this world and performs his most charming childhood pastimes, which are only the rightful claim of the mortal people of this earth. Because even in Golok Vrindavan, there is no Bal Leela. No Bal Leela. Imagine the fortune. Right. Toka Charitam Adbhutam. Imagine the fortune of the residents of Kali or residents of planet Earth. That the most charming pastimes of Krishna, childhood pastimes, are available here. Simply so that that relationship with him can be established. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to give that connection to Krishna. Reignite that fire when he went to the Western world. And he was trying to preach to the Westerners there. No one knew what he was saying first. No one knew. One time he was saying, you know, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to save you. So all these American boys and girls saw Swamiji shaved. So they heard, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to shave you. So all the boys and girls were very scared and afraid, you know, that Lord, what is this Swamiji come to teach? Shave us off or what? You know. They didn't understand much of what he was saying. When he was talking about Sanatan Goswami, one guy took notes saying Santon Goswami. Thank God he didn't write Tanatan Goswami. You know, he wrote Santon Goswami instead of Sanatan Goswami. It's kind of funny. They didn't understand Swamiji's accent. They didn't understand anything. And Swamiji went there to present the concept of a black-blue God. Black-blue God? Why God is blue or black? Right. One teacher came in a classroom and on the day of, Janmashtami, asked the kids, Krishna ka color kaun sa hai? So one guy said, Krishna is green in color. To boli, kya baat kar raha hai? Ram hare hote hai. How can you say Krishna is green color? He said, no, Krishna is green color. How, where did you learn? Said, in ISKCON. Bola, teacher said, not possible. ISKCON wale Krishna devotee. How will they say Krishna is green in color? So no, ISKCON devotees only taught me. Said, what did they teach? He said, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. You know, Krishna bhi Hare hai, aur Ram bhi Hare hai. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. You know, what would this Western people understand the concept of Krishna? A black-blue God? Jagannath with his eyes open? Indians don't know who is this person. What Western people will understand who this person is? Right. But Srila Prabhupada went there out of his compassion and preach this Krishna consciousness to give everyone that connection to Krishna, Rasaraj Shri Krishna, by which that fire will be reignited. So Janmashtami is a wonderful occasion to offer this fourth prayer to Krishna. Krishna, our relationship with you is forgotten. Just like the fire appeared in the Yajna Kunda when you appeared, let the fire of bhakti and the desire to serve you appear in the Yajna Kunda of my heart on this auspicious occasion of Janmashtami. Shukadeva Goswami, he continues further to explain what happened when Krishna was about to appear. All the demigods, they came up in the sky and they started showering flowers. Mumuchur munayo devaha sumanamsi mudanvita. Suman means flowers. When the demigods started showering flowers, celestial flowers, celestial jasmine, celestial roses, not the dadarwala rose, kitna bhi pranayam karenge to bhi koi khushbu nahi aata hai. Right. Celestial flowers, they were showering. And as the demigods were showering celestial flowers, the sages, munayaha, they were thinking, what will we offer to Krishna? We don't have all of these flowers. They are offering suman. We will also offer suman. By tapasya, we have purified our mind and made it from kuman to suman. Let the demigods offer the celestial jasmines, the celestial lilies, the celestial lotuses, the celestial kalharas, all the celestial heavenly flowers, sumanamsi. And we will offer our celestial minds, suman. And therefore, Krishna's appearance gives the fifth blessing. He creates opportunities to serve. Everyone gets an opportunity to serve according to his or her status. The demigods had celestial flowers, they offered the flowers, suman. And the munis didn't have those flowers, they offered their mind, suman. Right. And as they were offering these flowers, the gandharvas and the kinnaras, they offered songs, they were singing. And the vidyadharis and the apsaras, they were dancing, all in the sky. Krishna is appearing, right? Our hero is appearing. Dance, song, music, all going on, flowers, mind is being offered. And meanwhile, the cloud was thinking, what will I offer? The devas are offering flowers. The sages are offering their mind. Right? The gandharvas and kinnaras are offering their song. The vidyadharis and the apsaras are offering their dance. The cloud thought, what am I going to offer? He thought, I can't offer the water in me. Because if I offer the water away, when the water of the cloud is gone, then the cloud becomes white. Now the cloud is black. I can't offer the water. Why? Because if my water goes away and my color turns white, they will not compare Krishna's body to me, Ghanashyam. Therefore, the cloud did not rain. What did it offer? Jagar Gur. The cloud started making sound. Gur, 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 gur. The cloud was making all kinds of sounds to celebrate the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna. And therefore, the fifth blessing of Krishna's appearance is, he appears to create opportunities to serve and gives every single person a chance to offer some service according to his or her capacity. The demigods will offer the flowers and the sages will offer the mind. Everyone will offer something to Krishna. And therefore Srila Prabhupada created ISKCON and the infrastructure of ISKCON, where he created facility where everyone can serve according to his or her capacity. Someone who can learn and speak can speak. Someone who can sing. We saw this fantastic enchanter's performance. Beautifully sung. Someone who can manage and organize will manage and organize. Someone who can cook will cook. Someone who can make garland will make garland. Krishna appears in this world to give us that opportunity to serve. And Srila Prabhupada gave so many opportunities to serve. Therefore, the fifth prayer on this most auspicious occasion of Janmashtami is, my dear Lord Krishna, like you gave an opportunity to the demigods, to the clouds, to the Gandharvas, to the Vidyadharis, to everyone to serve you, so also give us more and more opportunity to render service to you and your devotees. And let us not take that service as a chore, but as a privilege, as His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentions. And in conclusion, Shukadeva Goswami describes the last feature of the scene for the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna. And the last feature is that when the clouds were making the sound, you know what the clouds were thinking? The clouds were thinking, if we start rumbling loudly, then the songs sung by the Gandharvas and the Vidyadharas cannot be heard by Krishna when he appears. Therefore, let us minimize our sound. Shukadeva Goswami says, mandam mandam jaladhara jagardhur. Mandam mandam. Very softly they were speaking, making this sound. Therefore, the last thing of Krishna's appearance is, Krishna appears to create cooperation. Right? No one thinks that I will show, ye gandharv ga raha hai, gadhe jaisa ga raha hai, theek hai, main apna awaaz dikhata hu, ye kyun sunna hai, mera awaaz sunne do Krishna ko. You know? No. The clouds considered. No. Krishna must accept that service also. And therefore, mandam mandam, very softly, the clouds were, you know, rumbling. And therefore, the flowers of the demigods, the minds of the sages, the singing of the Gandharvas and the Kinnaras, the dancing of the Apsaras and the Vidyadharis, the prayers offered by the Siddhas and the Charanas, the abundant things offered by the earth, the flowers offered by the water, and the rumbling of the clouds together cooperatively created an amazing atmosphere to serve Krishna when he appears in this world. And therefore, in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, this is the greatest challenge to cooperate. Like our Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning today morning, when we are together, we quarrel. When we are alone, we are hypocritical. When we are together with devotees, there will be conflict. Some difference, some conflict. And when we are trying to remain alone, nahi, bhakton ke saath jhagda hota hai, akele rehte hain, then we become hypocritical in dealings. Therefore, rather than becoming hypocritical, it's better to be in the association of devotees and try to adjust and cooperate like the clouds who decided, no problem. Let me cooperate, let Krishna also accept that service. You know. And therefore, Krishna's appearance gives us the six most powerful blessings. And our sixth prayer on this day of Janmashtami is, Krishna, please give us the ability to cooperate together in a way that we can make an amazing offering for Srila Prabhupada, you know, and preach this mission of Krishna consciousness to the world at large. So the six very powerful benedictions that Krishna's appearance creates in life are, number one, Krishna creates all auspiciousness. Inauspicious becomes auspicious. Second, Krishna's appearance creates clarity. The clouds go away and the star, proper direction in life is seen. Thirdly, Krishna provides and maintains, like the earth and the water provided when Krishna appeared, ananyas chintayanto mam. And Krishna says, yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Fourth, Krishna reignites the fire in the yajna kunda of the brahmanas when he appears. Similarly, Krishna reignites the fire of bhakti and the sincere desire to serve in the hearts by his appearance. Fifthly, Krishna gives opportunities to all the demigods and everyone to serve. So when he appears in this world, he creates opportunities for everyone to render service. And finally, Krishna by his appearance creates a scene of cooperation where everyone together, by their respective abilities and talents, come together to make a fantastic offering for Krishna to appear. And therefore, on this most auspicious occasion of Janmashtami, we want Krishna to appear in our lives and bring the six things of auspiciousness, clarity, provision, opportunity to serve and cooperation and the reignition of our bhakti when Krishna comes in our life. But Krishna will never come directly in our life. Krishna appears there where his devotees are. Tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti madhubhaktya. Therefore, when we remain in the association of devotees, Krishna will appear in our lives, and that will be the true meaning of Janmashtami. So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and his followers for creating this most amazing atmosphere for all of us so that Krishna can appear in our lives and we can celebrate Janmashtami by one day, daily. Every day will be a Janmashtami where Krishna's presence in our life can be felt and the six effects of Krishna's appearance can be realized by us. I wish to thank all of you very much for being here this evening. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav Ki Jai. Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Thank you.